Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's dive right into it. Now, I think you guys would understand why I have to choose my words very, very carefully, given where we are in the situation. Now, I'm not going to give you too much information here, but there is a post right now circulating on social media that could be of very big importance to our off season. I am very much aware of it. I have seen it. I have read it. We have discussed it as a show. So I see the text line. Oh, you don't have to send it to me anymore. Trust me. Enough of you have sent it. I have seen the post. This is the most I feel comfortable with saying at this portion of where we are. And if and when we get more information, then we will absolutely talk about it on the show. I will just caution, because we have been here before, to let's get more information and let's let things play themselves out. Because I would say that one common complaint that the public has towards the media is a jump to conclusion and a rush to a conclusion. And I certainly understand why. Something tells me that this story, especially with the detail of the story, it is not going away anytime soon. That this is something that will be very relevant tomorrow. This is something that will be really relevant in 2 weeks or in a month. It has a massive implication on what could possibly happen in the next 60 days with the football team. It has a massive implication of what can happen. All I can say is what I firmly believe this. Nobody told me to say this. This is me telling you exactly how I feel. Everything I know is from a social media post. That's just not a position that I feel really comfortable with right now. If we get some concrete reporting, some concrete news, some concrete information, then I am happy to discuss it. Right now, what we have is an accusation. Right now, what we have is one person's sharing this. That could be true, could not be true. I have absolutely no clue. But I've done this job long enough, and we have been in this situation before. Let's just see how this plays itself out. Maybe you wanted a stronger statement than the one that I just have, but it is the one that I feel most comfortable with at this point. I could have a different thought with more information in the next 15 minutes. If Rob hits me with the breaking news sounder and this thing is out and this thing is out, very happy to talk about it. That's our job. It's our responsibility to have those conversations. I don't feel comfortable talking about it right now, while right now it is a social media post. It is not transitioned into a news story. It is not transitioned to a court statement or a police report or those things. When that happens, We will discuss it. But right now, at least what I think the best course of action for the show and what I think the best course of action for everybody is, let's not rush to conclusions. Let's not form any conclusions and let's see what happens. Because I'm reading the text line. Oh, this thing's going to happen. Oh, this thing's going to happen. The answer is right now, I don't know. I have absolutely no clue. So I'm willing to sit back. I don't want to pretend like it's not happening. I know that it's happening. I got the same social media that you guys have. Same one. We're going to move on. Let's talk about Travis Kelce. We'll talk about these other things. The moment we get any concrete news, we are here to discuss it. But right now, it is not concrete news. Right now, it is, I don't want to use the term speculation. That seems to trivialize, and I'm not here to do that. But right now, that's all it is a social media conversation. And I don't think it is responsible to then base a very multiple very serious conversations solely off of one social media post. Not at this point. That is it. That's what I have.
Yeah, until...
So a lot of people are like, what are you talking about? You got the internet. I just... You got the internet. The same phone you were texting with.
Mm-hmm.
Do a little bit of Googles. Do a little bit of research. That's all. Do a little bit and read it for yourself is what I'm telling you. I don't want to read it for you. Read it. Go read it.
There are social media allegations about a Chiefs player. That is all we can say.
Oh, you said
point.
More than I was willing to say.
I mean...
No, what you're saying is perfectly fine. I don't have any problem with that.
Social media allegations with a Chiefs player. That's what we have.
I would say right now, I would just, if you don't know what we're talking about, I would just encourage you to get on social media in some capacity, and you will find out exactly what we are talking about. Exactly what we are talking about. And when we got news, we'll share the news. Right now, there's no news. Right now, I don't know. That's the official answer. Right now, I don't know. You say we don't live on social media. I would tell you right now. Now you don't got to live on there. I would just encourage you to get on Facebook. I would encourage you to get on there. And this has a chance of being the number one story for a very long period of time, based on the accusations. If this is 100% true, but I don't know. So Rob, hit the button. Shout out to Baker University, and we'll move on.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
This is not funny. Funny is not the correct term. For 2 hours, the text line was, please talk about this thing. And I was like, what are you talking about? I don't know what to do. I'm in an impossible situation here. I would just say the same phone that you are texting, in 3 minutes, you will be able to find it. I promise you will be able to find it in 3 minutes. I would say that it has gone viral locally, is what I would tell you.
Is it viral in the blogosphere? Maybe it's a better way to say it.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. No, I would not say it is viral there.
Fox 4, I'm just picking, has not picked it up. So like if they were going to a news outlet, it is not there. It is just a search on your social media tab.
Yeah.
That's a better way to say it than blogosphere.
That's a great way of putting it. Yes, for sure.
But the hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in the state. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
All right, where do you want to start, Rob? I know that part was kind of clunky. We have gotten so many texts over the last 10 minutes, and there's not really a way to talk about it in a productive way right now, I would say it is a no-win situation, honestly. That's how I would, it is a no-win situation. I want to play this for you. Let's move on. Travis Kelce talked to his brother earlier today. They have a very popular podcast. And on their very popular podcast, Travis Kelce said this.
Trav, you want to tell us all of your personal endeavors?
Yeah, every season ends for me. I put my feet up and I just be a human.
Yeah.
Just being a regular human for a couple weeks, maybe a month or so, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do next in terms of my future in football. You know, I've talked to a few people in the facility already, you know, having the exit meetings and everything, and they know where I stand, at least right now. And there's a lot of love for the game that's still there. And I don't think I'll ever lose that. It's a tough thing to navigate, but at the same time, if my body can heal up and rest up, and I can feel confident that I can go out there and give it another 18, 20, 21 week run, I think I would do it in a heartbeat. So I think right now it's just finding that answer and seeing how the body feels after this game and kind of when it all settles down.
I'm confused. So you're not already coming back? Chris Jones has said that you're coming back. I thought this was already...
Nice. That's why we love Chris. He's very optimistic.
That was Jason and Travis Kelce on the New Heights podcast. This is the advice that I would give Travis Kelce if he came to me. This is the best advice I could give anybody, I think, in his situation. I know we call what they do a game. Like, oh man, they're getting paid too much money to play a kid's game. And technically that is true. But we have to acknowledge, man, football is not like playing Sorry or Monopoly or Clue. It's not what it is. You can get seriously and permanently injured playing football. You can do serious, unreversible damage to your body by playing football. There has to be a certain mentality that you have to put yourself into, I think, to play football at the absolute highest level. I don't think you can play football with half your heart. I don't think you can play football with 80% of your heart. I've talked to enough former professional athletes in my life, and they start to tell you the moment they lose that love for the game is the moment you know that it's time to get out. I know that my job is not like Travis Kelce's job, and I'm not here to compare the two. But sometimes I think we look at this like, oh, they only work 18 Sundays. No, if that's the only work that you were doing, you cannot be great at this. You can't be considered to be the greatest tight end in the history of the National Football League, and the only time you are working is on game day. No, man. The work starts now. How are you training? How are you preparing? What film are you watching? What are you doing to get better? And we see this every single offseason. Man, the players that take this time seriously and are focused on getting better, focused on physique, focused on physical therapy, focused on those things, those are the guys that reap the benefits once it's time to catch the touchdowns, once it's time to get the sacks and the touchdowns. And the guys that don't, the guys that waste this time period and don't get better, that also shows itself out. So my question to Travis Kelce would be a very, very simple one. Man, God only gives you a short amount of time to do this thing. You got a lot of time to go act in whatever Adam Sandler movie is coming out. You got a lot of time to start a podcast. You got all the time in the world to go work for a fill-in-the-blank television network. ESPN is not going anywhere. Fox is not going anywhere. CBS, all of the Amazon, they are not through giving out money to former professional athletes to cover these things. Netflix, they got buku amount of money. So don't worry about that. Don't think about that. Do you still love it? Do you still want to get up at 6 a.m. to go running and train to do this? Or would you rather lay in bed with your fiance? Would you rather go on a trip to Venice or Italy? Or would you rather go on and do these whatever other things? You can do a million things. You have unlimited resources if you're Travis Kelce. If your answer is, I'd much rather lay in bed, stop playing football immediately. Now, stop playing today. Announce it today that you don't want to play football anymore. But if your heart's still in it, if you can still get up and do all of those things and train and work, man, you only got a limited amount of time to do this, man. You are one of God's chosen. You got an opportunity to play double-digit years in the National Football League. And not just play, you're one of the best football players ever. Man, if you still want to play, you still think you can do it, I encourage you to go do it. I encourage you to do it. Because once it's done, it's done. There ain't no coming back. You don't get any do-overs in this thing. That would be my advice to Travis Kelce. I don't know what he is going to do. I do think that we have been trying to listen and, which way is he leaning? I don't know. I don't think Travis Kelce knows. I think it's irresponsible if you are Travis Kelce to have an answer right now one way or the other. The season just ended. It's still fresh. Really take some time to decompress. Take some time. You haven't had this time in January in 8 years to be free. And you don't have to work. You don't have any responsibilities right now. We're still a long way from the football season. You got time if you're Travis Kelce. That would be my very friendly advice to him on how I think he should handle this thing and the questions that he has to ask himself and be honest with.
Number two.
Speaking of the Kansas City Chiefs and speaking of changes, we have seen two of the more disappointing franchises last year in the NFL, or this season in the NFL, however that works out, with the Lions making a change at OC. And yesterday we had the breaking news that John Harbaugh is out in Baltimore. So obviously that was breaking news and big change as well. Carrington, if you were to rank and put on a, you know, Olympic medal stand the biggest disappointments in the NFL season, the Lions and Ravens are bronze and silver. You would say the Chiefs get the gold. Do you anticipate them making big changes the same way we've seen the Lions make an OC change and the Ravens make a head coaching change?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right now the biggest question that the Kansas City Chiefs have. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. I mean, those are the three most disappointing teams, and I don't really think it's necessarily very close between those three. I don't think that it's very close. The Ravens made their decision. They fired their head coach 2 days after the season was over. Their coach, who has been very, very successful. It's not like the Ravens have been some massive disappointment for a long period of time. 2 years ago, they went to the AFC Championship game. Last year, they went to the playoffs and were basically a failed two-point conversion away from going back to the AFC Championship game, excuse me. And then this year, they had a disappointing season, and they were a made field goal away from going back to the postseason. So it's not like the Ravens are, they turn into the Arizona Cardinals overnight. But whatever it is, behind the scenes, things are not working with their head coach, not working in relationship with their quarterback, and they made a decision. The Detroit Lions, they gave their offensive coordinator less than a year. I mean, they gave him one football season. They didn't give him a second offseason to implement his program. They fired him today. Now I think the question is that all of us are sitting and waiting is to see what the plan is with the Kansas City Chiefs and what changes are they going to make. And I don't think the change is this. I don't think it's change. No, it needs to have an S on the end. They need changes. They need a new wide receiver coach, in my opinion. They need a new special teams coach, in my opinion. They cannot bring back Matt Nagy as their offensive coordinator. This team, to me, has to embrace that phase one is over. Phase one is over. You know what the Super Bowl was against the Eagles? That was the Avengers Endgame. Now we are in a second phase. Now the second phase is not off to a great start. It started with them missing the playoffs, but their Endgame happened, and now they need to start. They need to find new characters for this story. And you can't have, everybody can't come in this second phase. There's no Iron Man in this phase. They're done. So that's what I want the Chiefs to really focus in on. I want the Chiefs to really focus in on what is 2.0, what does the second chapter of Patrick Mahomes' career look like?
Let me ask you this. I mean, this is an impossible question to answer. Are you at all scared that we haven't seen the changes yet? Because you're talking about new special teams coordinator, new running back coach, new wide receiver coach. Andy Reid, 48 hours ago, was having a press conference saying, hey, we finished player exit interviews. We're now on to, you know, coach exit interviews. I haven't seen any news come across that things have changed based on those exit interviews. You would think a Rappaport, a Russini, a Schefter, the people reporting that the OC of Detroit was out, would be reporting that Dave Tobe, who might be the longest tenured assistant coach in the NFL, is out. A guy like Connor Embry, like, these things would hit the newswire. This isn't like you have to like scour the NFL transaction report to find these moves. They would happen and people would know about them. Are you at all worried that we are now 40 hours removed from Andy Reid's press conference? You're seeing other teams move and shake a little bit as far as personnel, and the Chiefs, at least based on what we know so far, are standing pat. Now, that standing pat doesn't include the fact that Matt Nagy's out of contract, but
yeah, I'm not that worried about it right now. I understand it. I mean, there's a lot of time between now and then. There's a lot of time between now and the changes that you are potentially talking about. I mean, we haven't started the NFL playoffs yet. So I mean, what does hiring a new running back coach do for you today? There is no off-season program. There's no nothing happening. They ain't practicing anytime soon. There's no workouts anytime soon for the Chiefs. So no, I don't think the Chiefs need to, like, I mean, maybe the offensive coordinator they want or the running back coach is on a current playoff team. Let's let things slow down a little bit. The coaching cycle kind of turn, and then let's see where the Chiefs potentially land. So I don't have the stance right now that the Chiefs need to go out, need to make a move today. It's January 7th. The league year doesn't start until March 12th. The combine isn't until the middle part of December or of February. We haven't gotten to the start of the NFL playoffs yet. So there is a lot of time, I think, to have these questions answered when it comes to the Chiefs.
Number three.
All right, Kevin, let's talk about Darren Peterson. Because I don't know if you saw last night. Actually, I know for a fact you saw last night.
I was there.
Because you were there live and in person.
I was physically there.
As one of the more impressive comebacks in Kansas basketball history unfolded. Kansas down 9 points a minute to go. Ho-hum wins in overtime, led by 32 from their star freshman. I'm sure you had the same feeling I did walking out of the building last night. Just pure elation at the majestic comeback that you had experienced live and in person, because you stuck around the entire game.
All right, Rob, cut the beat. I'm gonna tell you guys, this is a actual true story. I was thinking about going to the game, but I didn't really want to pay to go to the game. I honestly didn't really want to pay. Like, you gotta pay, and then I gotta drive, and then I gotta figure out a way to park. And I didn't really want to go. But a very nice woman, her name is Erica, she sent me a message and said, hey, if you want to go, I'll give you our tickets. And I was like, oh, that's really kind. Yeah. She's like, the only thing is you got to actually go. And I was like, of course, I will go to the game. She gave me tickets. They were in, I was in the ninth row. I don't want to tell her exact seats. I was in the ninth row. So I was like, you know what, for free, and they're pretty good seats, not those high corners. I was like, you know what, I'll go to the game. And I went to the game, and let me tell you, one of the most magical things happened. I've never seen anything like that. Honestly, it was one of the greatest sporting events that I'd ever attended. It's not the best, and I've definitely seen games that have had more implications than the one that I was at. But I saw one of the best college basketball players I'd ever seen. Like, Darren Peterson, one of the best college players that I've ever seen. Like, we can go through the numbers. His efficiency, it's not even realistic. It's almost impossible for a college player to be as efficient as Darren Peterson has been so far in his career. He has been amazing so far. I then saw Kansas. They were getting their boots smoked for the first 25 minutes of the game. 35. They were getting they were now 15 at home. I'm sitting here looking around me, and the place is starting to get empty. I never for a second considered leaving. Part of me was really curious to see how KU fans were going to react. I started seeing KU fans. I'm not making this up. I started seeing KU fans type out the word NIT. I wanted to walk out of Allen with those people and just, what do you guys think? How do you feel? What's the energy going to be like? Now, I will never let anybody make me feel bad about being a fair weather fan, because I was in Allen Fieldhouse yesterday and I saw you guys quit on KU. Rob, tell me I'm lying. You sat there. For those of you that you know exactly what I'm talking about, the end of the KU game from a crowd perspective felt like the close game on the final game of a Big 12 session. It was half empty. People made it up in their minds that KU was about to lose. They're mad at Darren Peterson. We wasted all of our money. I'm ready to go home. The guy that was sitting right next to me, very kind gentleman, he had a KU polo on. He had a KU watch. He had a KU star. This, you could not be a bigger KU fan. That man left with 4 minutes to go and said, well, maybe next year. I was like, hey, man, travel home safely. Very kind man. I saw KU fans give up on their basketball team yesterday. And then a magical thing happened. Basket here, steal here, layup here. Crowd starts really getting into it. I mean, some of the most unbelievable mistakes I've ever seen a basketball team make. TCU, they forgot how to inbound the basketball. They forgot how to inbound the ball. I then see Darren Peterson, who, as great of a player Darren Peterson is, I get it. With 3 minutes to go in the game, Darren Peterson looked at Bill Self and just said, I'm good. Just, I'm done. I don't want to play basketball anymore. He's not standing up. He's not cheering for his team. He's just sitting there with these things on his legs. I was like, all right, well, he's done. And then when that happened, I saw Melvin Council turn into Russell Westbrook from 2012. He's just making all these plays and acrobatic layups, and the crowd's barking, and just everybody's kind of getting into it. I wasn't getting into it yet, but everybody else was getting into it. I wasn't cheering for him. I don't want you to think that. I was not cheering for him. And then the same guy who looked at his coach and basically said, yeah, I'm good for the day, then just checks back into the game. Just checks back in. Like, hey, coach, I'm good now. I want to play. He then gets back into the game, gets fouled, then goes up there. I know you guys might disagree. I watched enough KU basketball. There's not another player on that team that would have made all three of those free throws. Melvin Council wouldn't have made them. Trey White wouldn't have made them. Whatever player you're going to name, they would have missed at least one of those free throws. They needed him yesterday. He goes up there calmly. Ball didn't hit the rim. Swish, swish, swish. I'm like, man, this kid, he got ice water in his veins. So I'm on the side in which the last shot was, and he missed the last shot. All right, cool. But like at that point, you knew they were going to win in overtime. And then they went in overtime. And in that moment, this is as honest as I've ever been. In that moment, I wasn't cheering for KU, but I was happy that they won. I was happy that they won. I felt like the end of the Grinch. You remember the Grinch, his heart was real small. He was mean and cold. And then the people of Whoville showed him so much love and his heart grew so big. That was me at the KU game. Everybody was so happy and they were cheering and they were high-fiving and everybody was in such a good mood. It felt like you were a part of a special club. I mean, it was only like 60% full, but it felt like I was a part of their special club for a time. For a moment there, you know what I was like? Man, this really isn't that bad. I understood it. I get why you guys cheer for them. I don't want to cheer for them. I'm not a fan. But for a moment, a glimmer, I got to experience what it's like to cheer for that team. It was a fading glimmer. It went away when I got up and left my seat. But as I sat there and I felt the Allen Fieldhouse magic, it surrounded me. I felt it. I was a part of it. I was a part of it. I started cheering. I started clapping for one of the TCU guys to miss a free throw. I was doing fan activity. I'll never let that happen to me again. I'll never be caught in that situation again. That was a once in a lifetime. I got caught up in the moment is what happened. I got caught up in the moment. Have you ever kissed somebody you weren't supposed to kiss? It's like, I don't know how this happened. We've always just been friends and out of nowhere. That's the awkwardness I feel now. I didn't mean to do that. So I'm still not one of you guys. I still strongly dislike you guys. But for a moment there, I got to experience what it was like. And it was enjoyable. It was fun. It was fun.
You say you're not one of us.
I'm not one of you guys. But you know what? I considered blowing on my hands when I walked into work today. I felt like it.
You've definitely been to more home games at Allen this year than in Columbia.
Well, they play nobody good at home yet.
They played Florida.
They played them on a Tuesday. I couldn't watch that. I wasn't like going to that game. I will go see Mizzou at home, but I just know. That's the story. I got to see what it was like. I'm sitting there walking. I was like, man, these guys did it for Scooter. I was saying stuff like that as I was leaving. RIP Scooter, they did it for Scoot. That's the kind of stuff I was saying as I was walking out. That was my experience yesterday at the game. I'm very happy I went to the game yesterday. And we tried to help. We told people, you could all experience this with me. The tickets were $10 on StubHub. I tried to help the people. Nobody listens to me. It's a drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for K-State Athletics. 96.5, The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right. I was just texting with the boss man during the commercial break. I really do apologize. I wasn't trying to make the open of the 5 o'clock hour clunky and weird. I don't know. There's just a lot of gray areas. So maybe I didn't handle it perfectly fine. And I apologize for that. So we can at least say it. For those of you that don't know, Rashee Rice is being accused by, is it an ex-girlfriend? Do you know their relationship, Rob? I don't know their relationship. Rashee Rice on social media is being accused of domestic violence by someone. It's an ex, it's his kid's mom. I do not know the relationship between the two parties. It is a pretty lengthy social media post with multiple pictures attached to it. It is a long caption of her telling her side of the story with a lot of pictures attached to it. So we can't say that. I'm sorry for earlier. I really wasn't trying to be cagey. That was not the purpose of that. Rashee Rice on social media right now is being accused of domestic violence by a person he has had a relationship with. That's maybe the best way of putting it. The message, I guess, the core of it is still the same. We've been at this place before. We've been here before. So at least for me, I don't have a strong opinion based on it now. We all feel the same way about domestic violence. Like, I don't want to sit here and like, oh, you should never hit. Like, you guys know all of this. Like, I'm not here to stand on a soapbox. How I do feel about it is, let's just see what happens. Let's get more information. And then we can form an opinion as the information is coming out. So I don't think it's really productive to speculate, well, now what should they do in the draft? I don't know. Let's see how things play itself out. I don't know if he gets suspended. I have no information other than this one post on Instagram from this person. I didn't know this person existed until 3 o'clock earlier today. I had no clue, never heard of this person. Why would I need to know who Rashee Rice is sleeping with? I don't have no bearing on my life. I didn't know. So that is at least where I am. If you have formed an opinion, I can't stop you from doing that. But at least the stance for me on the show is going to be very, very clear. I don't know yet. And we don't have enough information. And I do think it is irresponsible to, I guess, build topics and talk about it in a way like it is true or paint it like, oh, well, there's no way that this happened. It's not true. She's making it up. She wants money. She's a woman scorned. I also don't think that's the appropriate way of handling it. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we as a collective were in the middle of a domestic violence situation and things were not nearly what they appeared to be from the outside. Now, I don't know if this situation is comparable or not. I'm saying I'm willing to sit back and let it play itself out. And once we get more information, I will then give you more of an opinion based on it. But I can tell you the allegation. There is a person right now on social media that has accused Rashee Rice of assaulting her, has accused him of domestic violence. And if I had to guess, just based on how these things work, it is going to be a big story coming up sooner rather than later.
I would imagine, now I don't know this, I'm not reporting this, I would imagine the NFL or some authority or some governing body is going to look into these allegations. I don't think it's going to be a social media post and then that's the end of the conversation. I do believe the NFL, the Chiefs, whatever jurisdiction of police, whomever, will probably be doing a level investigation. But at this point, that hasn't happened. I haven't seen any news that that is going to come down as of now. So for today, the story is Rashee Rice is accused via Instagram by a person that he had a relationship with of domestic abuse. I don't think there's any other opinion you can have at this point other than that is what we know. It was a year ago that, remember, social media story again, Xavier Worthy was accused of domestic abuse. We saw how that story unfolded. So I am with you. I imagine most people feel this way. Let's let news and facts and reporting develop before we make any sort of leap to conclusions.
I guess this is probably the one thing I feel comfortable in saying. As Rashee Rice is entering the final year of his contract, and this is now, this is the money time. This is the money time. Everybody knows that with an NFL player. He is on the final year of his deal. I would say, regardless of how this ends, maybe it ends up being nothing. And 2 months from now, we find out that this was either overblown, made up, whatever it is, or we find out that this happened. Every offseason, there has been a story, and you have been at the center of it. Or it has been something else that has happened. The Chiefs they're going to have to sit down and have a serious conversation about, is this a person that we can pay? And is this a person that we can trust? Like, that is going to happen whether this is true or not. Like, you are going to have to make a decision in a year from now. His contract has expired with the Kansas City Chiefs. And what you are you willing to pay and commit to this person? And at least in some capacity, again, whether this is true or not true, it has been nothing but issues in his rookie contract. Nothing but issues in the rookie contract. Man, is that a person that you feel comfortable turning around in 6 months, in 12 months, turning around and giving that person an insane amount of wealth? We're talking about money that sets everybody up. We're talking about 4 years, $94 million, $50 million guaranteed. I can't answer that question, but that is a conversation that the organization is absolutely going to need to have, for sure, 100%.
Saying this, I mean, this is semantics. This is now three times his name has been in the news. Because remember, there was the car incident, which we know he now has 30 days in jail. He was suspended for the NFL. Remember that there was also the incident where he got into the alleged altercation with the paparazzi member at a club.
Yeah, now, that went away pretty quick.
That went away.
Yeah, that went away real quick.
But his name was in the news for sure, a few weeks. Now, it's not the news, it's social media, but we both presume this is going to at least end up as some level of story. So he could end up in the news for this. He's been in the NFL for 3 years. He's had three news stories. That is not a trend line you want to be on as someone who is looking to get paid, whether it be from this organization or some other organization, in the next 18 to 24 months. And you're right. The paparazzi thing kind of disappeared pretty quickly. You know, I don't want to say swept under the rug, but it dissipated fast. But it is three different times where his name continues to be in the news for all the reasons you do not want. It isn't like, wow, another 1,000 yards a year. It's the bad news you don't want.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't want to say too much, but I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. And I really do apologize for the beginning of it. It was clunky, and that's my fault. So I got to take responsibility for that. All right, why don't we do this? Why don't we reset? We'll come back. We'll close off the show correctly. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on Kansas City's only FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you, closing out the show for today. Rob, I have two jet stats that I would like to share with you and do a real quick toss-up on which one of these do you think is the crazier stat. Do you think the crazier stat is that their leading receiver had 395 yards and only played in 8 games this year? Or do you think the crazier stat is that the Jets as a team did not record an interception this season? That is the first time since the 30s that an NFL team did not record a single interception, not a single tip ball in the air, and a defensive lineman came down with it, or none of that. They didn't get a single one all year. What is the crazier jet stat?
So I don't think it's close. I think it's the interception thing.
Like, 395 yards receiving is insane.
It's really bad. Like it's a bad. Both stats are bad. There's not like, oh well, one stat's fine. But Carrington, me and you have both watched a lot of football, and sometimes bad football is part of that. I probably watch more bad football than you because I watched Kansas at the college game, and they're terrible. They got interceptions by accident. Like, I saw Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech come to Lawrence one year. He threw a pick. That was against a Kansas team where no one can name a player in that secondary. Patrick Mahomes threw a pick. You're telling me none? Zero? No, it's the interception thing. It's just, It's so bad. Especially for when you consider what position did Aaron Glenn play in the NFL? He was a defensive coordinator who came over from the Lions, who played defensive back in the NFL. It's the interception thing. And I don't think it's even really close.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The Garrett Wilson thing is insane to me. Like, their leading receiver had 395 yards this season. It blows my mind how bad the Jets were this season. It seems almost impossible for how bad of a team that they were this year. I mean, basically, other than Breece Hall, they didn't really do anything else this season. I mean, Breece Hall had a good year. He ran for 1,000 yards, had 4 touchdowns this season. Breece Hall put together a pretty good year. That's kind of about it with the New York Jets. The only positive thing I would say for the Jets is, A, the season's over and you can start over. And they have a lot of assets now. They traded Quinnen Williams. They traded Sauce Gardner. They're in a position that they can make some things happen.
And they have a ton of picks, which is the best way to bounce back. But, man, it's not as bad as the couple winless teams we've seen, like the Browns team and the Lions team. But man, that Jets team is like historic bad. We just didn't talk about it because why would we talk about the Jets? But they are just historic bad.
It is not good. There's really no other way to put it. Rob, I know we have a lot of time to talk about this when it comes to the NFL draft. I don't want people to overthink Caleb Downs. And that's what I feel like is going to happen for the next 3 months. Like, there's going to be a lot of teams that could desperately use him as a player that are going to talk themselves out of taking a very, very productive player that could help transform their defense and can do just about everything you need. If you need a guy who's a ball hawking safety type, if you need a guy who can kind of play that nickel corner for you, if you need a guy that could play linebacker, if you need a guy that can come off the edge, like, we've seen Caleb Downs from the point he was a true freshman at Alabama be one of the best defensive players in college football in either the SEC or the Big Ten and do it in big games against big time opponents. You are going to see over the next 3 months, you are going to see teams talk themselves out of drafting Caleb Downs. I think he's the best player in this class. I don't think he's going to be the number one overall pick. I don't think the Raiders are taking a safety at number one. But if you're a team like the Giants, don't overthink this. Go get the leader of your defense for the next 10 years. Don't overthink this. Take Caleb Downs. You're going to talk yourself into taking a left tackle. No, take him would be my advice to a team like that. If you don't need a quarterback and you're picking high up, he would be near the top of my list. I think he is a phenomenal football player.
I think one of those conversations of don't overthink it might be taking place in Kansas City in about 4 months, whenever the draft is, four and a half months. Now, mock drafts on January 7th have no weight. They have no bearing. They mean very little. He's projected to go somewhere between 8 to 13. Like, now he hasn't run a 40. He hasn't done any of the testing, but he is in the Chiefs window. So I agree with you. Don't overthink it. I think he's the biggest impact safety we've ever seen in the draft since Eric Berry. Like, maybe Kyle Hamilton, but they're just different body types, all the things.
I think he's a better player than Kyle Hamilton, but I'm with you. That's probably the answer. Kyle Hamilton.
Kyle Hamilton's like long and rangy. Caleb Downs a little bit different, but it doesn't matter. If he's available at 9, I think the question that you just asked is going to definitely be one that happens in the Chiefs war room. Do you take Carnell Tate or Caleb Downs or David Bailey? Like, those are three names that could all be on the board at 9 for the Chiefs, and we will have 3-4 months to debate it, but don't overthink it. Definitely applies to one Arrowhead drive.
Yeah, and I wonder, we do this all the time with other positions. You know, I think this guy can be the next. I think Caleb Downs could be Earl Thomas. I think Caleb Downs could be Cam Chancellor. I would take Cam Chancellor with the 7th overall pick. I would take Earl Thomas with the 7th overall pick if I'm a team. And have that guy and build our defense around. We have a generational player at a really, really important position that can change the course of games. That's what I'm saying. Someone is going to overthink this because that is what NFL teams do. And a lot of NFL teams, they are predictable. they're super predictable. I think the kid can play. I'm no draft punt. I'm not any of those things. I watch a lot of college football, and I've seen a lot of Caleb Downs. And if he is making the decision to go to the NFL draft, which is the absolute right, when he's going to be a first round pick, there's nothing else for you to prove at the college level. You have proven it at the very highest level. He is somebody that would be very, very high up on my board, and I think he has a chance of being a phenomenal player. I really do. I think he's a chance of being a really, really good player.
I think he's very. Is he the best non-quarterback transfer we've seen since the portal became a thing? Like, remember, he was at Alabama.
Great question.
I mean, he was at Alabama for like five minutes.
We're not talking quarterbacks.
I'm going to say probably, quarterback's different ball game, but yeah, non-quarterback.
There's probably a wide receiver we're not thinking about.
And I think it's either here, same schools, like Jameson Williams probably on this list.
Yeah, he was
went Ohio State to Bama. Transfer. But like,
yeah, most of the transfers you're thinking of quarterback, like Mendoza, yeah. Burrow. Yeah, mm-hmm. Most of those guys play quarterback. Yeah, that's probably the answer.
I mean, if not that that's a metric we use to create draft picks, but that's.
Can we, I honestly, can we see how Ole Miss season ends? Because the answer might be Kawan Lacy.
Yeah. I would say Downs had a bigger impact on Ohio State than Lacy had at Ole Miss, but that's a really good answer. That's probably on the short list of people.
Let's see how Ole Miss ends. I mean, and Lacy also said he's come back next year.
That's true.
I mean, you got this year of Wade Lacy, and he got you to the Final Four. Mm-hmm. And let's see what happens next year. If Chambliss comes back and he comes back, Ole Miss is probably what, preseason ranked top five team next year?
Top 10 at worst. They're right in the conversation.
I know we're now talking about next college football season, but LSU travels to Ole Miss next year. To Ole Miss.
That'll be a cheap ticket. Easy get.
Might buy season tickets right now at Ole Miss to go to that one. That one's going to be fun. You know what? That might be the biggest return since LeBron went back to Cleveland. You remember that first LeBron game in the Miami Heat going back to Cleveland? That thing, you could feel it was tense. That's how it's going to be when Lane goes back. It's going to be just like that. Oh, it's going to be so good. Oh, it's going to be amazing. All right. We had a lot of fun today. Take care of yourself. We'll catch up with you guys tomorrow. It's The Drive.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback,
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,